This is a satellite photograph of Israel. This is the Sea of Galilee. This is the Dead Sea. And you'll remember I told you that God has his name written in the mountains of Israel. And afterwards, if you'll come up, if you'll look on the map at Jerusalem, which is just right across from the top of the Sea of Galilee, and then go about 2 inches to the north, you will see right here the Hebrew letters Yud, He, Vav, He. It is the name of God, the redemptive name of God, written in the mountains of Israel. There are other satellite photos that also show the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, also embedded in the mountains. And this is not a man-made thing. This is the actual geography of the mountains. This one, it's real easy to see the Yud Heh Vav Heh and a couple other Hebrew words there, and we'll point those out later. But thank you, Troy, for reminding me about that. He's such a good guy. He is a good guy, isn't he? I will never forget when I was here in 1983 being invited to the Moore's house. And Judy didn't cook for me. Troy did. He made spaghetti. So if you ever really get hungry, and not that Judy can't cook, but I was pretty impressed. All right. One thing real quick before we move to Revelation chapter 19. I just got this, had this faxed to me today. I don't know if I put any of the copies out there or not. Mark has one if you want one. Remember the description that we just read about Babylon the Great, and the visual symbol of that is the woman riding the beast over many waters. I'm learning right now that Mexican food before Revelation seminars probably is not a good idea. This is, although it was very, very good and I don't regret it a bit, this is a picture of a European Union. This is an anniversary stamp from the second election of the European Parliament. You can look at this later. It is a woman riding a beast over the waters. This is going to be the symbol of the European Union euro dollar. Now, do you understand? I don't feel like I'm hyping you here. I don't feel like I've come in and tried to scare you to death. I am trying to tell you truthfully things that are happening. Okay? Please look at this and simply allow it to be evidence. But this doesn't settle everything. It just provides evidence. All right? Whether that's actually relevant or not, time will tell. But it is certainly one of those things worth investigating. Well, Revelation chapter 19. It's going to get a little better here. Okay? Everybody just, you know, we get rid of the Babylon the Great. We're getting ready to get rid of the beast. We're going to get to the good stuff now. Revelation chapter 19. Again, chapter 18 talks about the total destruction of Babylon, and you can take time to read that, but let's get rid of them and move on to the rest of the story. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting. Let me stop right there. After what? The destruction of the kingdom of the Antichrist. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are His judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of His servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! And the smoke from her goes up forever and ever. Actually, I should say this: we're celebrating the condemnation of the harlot Babylon the Great. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory. Give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, and take note, this is the fourth blessing of the book of Revelation. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said, do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus is saying, my words are true. When we come to the end of the book, he is going to say, these words are faithful and true. Why are we told that? Because there's going to come a time when there are people who are going to say to us, the Bible isn't true. God's not coming through. Where's Jesus? Why am I suffering? He told me a lie. And I'm telling you, this is written so we will know these words are true. Be patient. Overcome, be faithful even unto death, and you will receive the crown of life. Hang in there, folks, no matter how bad it gets, for what can they do to me? What can man do to me? Nothing.